السلام عليكم. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك. فإن مع العسر يسرا، إن مع العسر يسرا، فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. قال الله تعالى في الفرقان الحميد: يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا بيع فيه ولا خلة ولا شفاعة والكافرون هم الظالمون. صدق الله العظيم. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. My dear respected brothers, sisters and elders, time is flying, time is ticking by at a very rapid pace. It is one of the signs of Qiyamah that the years will pass by like a month, and months will pass by like weeks, and weeks will pass by like days, and days will pass by like hours. Indeed, we are going through that time where time is flying at a rapid pace. So in these quick times, it is important that we avail from it, whatever opportunity we have to please Allah and the Rasul, we should not allow it to go past us without benefiting from it. As we have mentioned in the previous weeks, that the only thing that we will avail from in a very long journey to come is the iman and the a'mal salihah. So anything that improves the condition of iman and anything that improves the condition of a'mal salihah, anything that strengthens iman and a'mal salihah, we should try to grab it immediately. In Surah An-Nahl, Allah Rabbul Izzat says, مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدُ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقٍ. This is a very unique ayat. مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدُ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقٍ. What you have, Allah is saying, will come to an end. What a person has, the glory, the name, the fame, the possessions, the positions, will come to an end. We cannot stop that ending. That will come to an end. وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقٍ. But what remains with Allah is everlasting. What is with Allah is everlasting. But Allah Rabbul Izzat is adil, He is just. وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّ الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. But Allah Rabbul Izzat will reward a person for his patience according to the best of what he did. So what we have nowadays may be even taken away from us in the near future before we depart from this world. And if it remains with us by the order of Allah Rabbul Izzat, indeed it will be taken away from us at the time of departure. So the temporary ownership that Allah has granted us is very temporary. And it indeed is temporary. So whatever we have, we should try to utilize that, use that, so we can avail from it in the life to come or in the journey that is a very, very long journey. Many people have passed away in the time of Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. Their journey has started in the grave. Many people have been buried in the time of Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. Their journey has started. And when we go to the Mount Gravatt Cemetery and we read the dates of burial, there are some people that have been buried in 1940. Their journey has started 65 years ago. So the journey indeed is to come, and indeed the journey is very, very long. So whatever we have in this world, the ownership that Allah has granted us, that is a temporary ownership, try to use it to the best. Try to use it to the best. There is a hadith reported by Hazrat Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala an, and the hadith can be found in Mishkatul Masabih and in Ibn Majah. And this is a very comprehensive hadith, comprehensive teaching of the Prophet of Allah to what we are to face and what we can benefit from. So Hazrat Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala an says that I heard from the blessed mouth of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that a person will benefit from his ilm in his grave and in the life to come. There are two types of ilm. There are lengthy discussions that take place that what ilm should we attain and acquire. But the ilm the Prophet is referring to in this one particular hadith is not the ilm that brings sustenance. It is not ilm that brings provisions. It is ilm that reforms people. It is ilm that connects makhluk with the Khaliq. That is ilm. The ilm that the Prophet is speaking about in this one hadith. Ilm that brings provision, name and fame and might, but does not allow this person the ma'rifat of Allah, the recognition of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that is not ilm, that is jahala. That is jahl. Ilm is that ilm that connects a human being with Allah, that gives him the understanding of who Allah is and what duties he has to discharge towards his Rabb and his sustainer. So the Prophet of Allah says that ilm, the divine ilm, the ilm that connects makhluk with the Khaliq, when a person passes away and he has left that ilm outside in this dunya, he will benefit from that ilm. He will benefit from it. Because people will base their life upon that ilm. They will reform themselves based upon that ilm, based upon that tarbiyah, based upon the ahkamat of that ilm. And the more they reform themselves, the more they will engage in a'mal salihah. Because the person became a sabab, a reason to that a'mal salihah, so the person will benefit in the grave. That's why the ulama have made it a practice, and this is the beautiful history of Islam, that wherever the Muslims settled, may it be a Muslim country, may it be a non-Muslim country, may it be the environment is conducive to the laws of Allah. May it be that the environment is not conducive to the laws of Allah. They have established madaris, Islamic institutions. I went to South Africa, great madaris. You go to England, great madaris. Every year, thousands of children that are born in these environments are becoming alims and hafiz.